My name is Bam Bam. Weird for a guy who's 42 years old to call himself that, but it's a nickname and I can't shake it. Welshie, a bit more acceptable as nicknames go, is over there. There is Hayley. Hello.
Hello.
And David, who does news. Hello.
Good
David.
Morning. Hello.
Hi. So, listen, things that men hate about women. David, I think, is quite a misogynist, so I'll lead with him. David?
You know, to be honest, I don't actually mind, because I'm pretty metrosexual myself, so whatever they're talking
about. Is that
what
you're calling it?
Yeah, well, that's what I call it. And so, yeah, no, I don't have too many issues with them, actually.
No. with them. Welshie, I've got a list here. It's the five things that men hate about women. What would you say is on that list, have a guess?
No, I'm gonna, I hate to say it, but I think driving's on there. Driving.
Driving. Yeah. Driving. Driving is... do you know what? I've only got four on there as it goes. Four. So I'll make driving the fifth. Well done, Welsh.
Yeah,
gets a
point. Okay, yes.
Point there for the Welsh.
You can't make him up.
Hayley, things that men hate about women, could you take a guess?
Okay.
Hate's a strong word. Hate is a strong word, isn't it? For International Women's Day as well, as it turns out it is. But anyway, go on.
Okay, I'm not saying that I agree, but I would say that men would say nagging, you know, just going on.
Oh,
I do concur.
Is that on there?
Yeah, David hasn't got any.
No,
you got any more?
No, see, blokes nag just as much as women.
No, they do not.
No, I think they do.
No, they do not. Am I nagging now?
Okay, okay, hang on then. Things that women hate about men. Mm. What would you say, David? What would you say is on that list? The thing that women hate about men.
Going out drinking too much and with their mates, I think, sometimes.
I don't see that on the list.
No, it should be.
Do you know what this is? In fact, this is rubbish, isn't it? Because I've got to tell you, in the big four there, is leaving pans to soak. No one's going to think that. No one's going to get stacks of coins everywhere.
What?
Rubbish.
Exactly.
Selective greenness. I should have read this before I brought this to you.
Selective
Do you know
greenness?
What? I'm gonna commit Radio Harry Carey right now. And kill myself on the air. No. Like I'm not already dying.
Is tidying up on there, though? Cleaning all the time?
No,
is that on there?
No, the top of the list is disparaging comments about females' viewing habits on the TV. That's rubbish. We did, however, text our respective partners. Sorry, David, I left you out because I know you're very single.
I don't have anybody.
It's sad, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, no.
So I asked Emma... what's most annoying about me? First of all, Welshie, what did Megan say back when you asked Megan about
you? Do you know what? She said it's too long. And but then she came up with this. Where do I begin? Always having an opinion, always wanting to explain everything to the smallest detail, dropping food on the floor and wiping it in with your feet. I don't do that.
I know what you do, Welshie, quite a bit. You leave cupboard doors open and microwave doors open.
Do I?
Yeah, you never shut them. Yeah,
but hang on, has Megan moaned? Because it's about Megan here. She gets irritated by. Is that all?
Yeah, that's just
okay.
That's pretty much it.
Did you get anything back from Tom?
Hayley,
we asked Tom. Tom and Hayley are going to get married, but maybe not after this.
He says, I never tidy my bedside table. It's always a state. Also, I never want to do exercise. I'm always late for...
You all right?
Really upsetting. I'm always late for things. I wake him up when I come home. I fall asleep during every movie we've ever watched.
Okay, so do you know what I did? I texted Emma, and obviously she's busy with the kids trying to get two young boys off to school. It's quite hard. So I sent her a big one asking, and I went, come on, and you know, P.S. I love you, don't be too harsh. But I'm sending loads of texts, I'm getting nothing. Then I tried calling her, she didn't pick it up. That was it. I thought, what's my whole family been slaughtered? And what, am I single now? Because every cloud's got a silver lining, right? I've tried everything, and then just one solitary word came back, and I'm almost ashamed to admit it. But it did make me chuckle, slightly. She just texted one word back.
What was it?
Farting. That was the word. Sorry, crikey, anything else?
That's not too bad. I thought she was going to say everything.
No, actually, what she came back and said was, she went, I'm so ridiculously annoyed by how beautiful you are and how awesome you are in the sack.